Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 29. Breaking through the clouds of darkness, black with error, doubt, and fear, lighting up each somber shadow with a radiance soft and clear, filling every heart with gladness that its holy power feels, comes the Christian Science gospel. Sin it kills, and grief it heals. Hymn number 29. The scriptural this morning will be given by Imogen.
The Bible, Psalms. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, "The Lord be magnified." Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. To the end, that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, followed with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 343. Thou art the way, to thee alone from sin and death we flee. And he who would the Father seek must seek him, Lord, by thee. Hymn number 343.
Thou art the way.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson, other subjects that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our daily lives this tremendous science, Christian science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you'll also be able to find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m. And that Sunday school is available to children anywhere in the world if they have a telephone. We have a dedicated teleconference number just for the Sunday school. And many of our students don't live in the area, but they attend via telephone. That means that if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend our Sunday school. Just call us, we'll give you the number, and our teachers would be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings or give a testimony of healing and of lives transformed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. We have 17 different websites in 17 different languages. This way, the true truth of Christian Science reaches millions of people around the world, in many cases in their own language. This is our missionary outreach from this church. And everything that's available on our websites is free. There is no charge to read, download, print, listen to, and it is the finest Christian Science literature that can be found anywhere. And one of the articles that I'd like to point out that's featured on our English website is an article entitled Christian Science Treatment by Mary Baker Eddy. If you've ever wondered what a Christian Science treatment is, this is a good way to begin to learn. I recommend it highly. And for those of you here in Plainfield, make sure you pick up your quarterly for the third quarter and or your July full text lesson. Next Sunday begins a new quarter and a new month. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing included in the chapter entitled Fruitage of the Christian Science textbook, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Tom from Iowa.
Page 682, Many Troubles Overcome. In the second chapter of 1 Peter, 9th verse, I read, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The periodical so wisely established by our leader gives us one means of showing forth the praises of truth. From the darkness of physical pain and weariness into the light of wholeness and joyousness in work and living, from the darkness of a clouded sight into the light of clearer vision, from the darkness of doubt and discord into the marvelous light of the reality of good. This is what a reading of the Christian Science textbook has done for me. At the time the book was lent to me, I was teaching in the public schools of Chicago, and absences from my work on account of illness were a frequent occurrence. For 5 weeks, I had been under the care of a specialist for an organic trouble, and he said I would have to come as many more months before a cure could be effected. At this time, science and health was brought to my notice. I never thought of such a thing as being healed by the reading of a book, but my thought was so changed that I was healed, not only of the organic trouble, but of blurred eyesight, fatigue, and a train of other discordant manifestations. I did not go back to the physician until 4 months later to pay my bill, which, by the way, was more than 5 times the price of the science and health I had purchased. From the time I read the book, I taught steadily without losing time for my work. I was helped, too, with my work in many other ways. Through reading the textbook, I learned that God has given us strength to do all we have to do, and that it is the things we do not have to do, the envying, strife, emulating, vainglorying, and so on, that leave in their wake fatigue and discord. Gratitude to our beloved leader, Mrs. Eddy, and to her faithful students, with whom I afterwards became associated, can be expressed only by daily efforts to put into practice what has been taught. PHA, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 26 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Christian Science. The golden text is from Psalms. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. The responsive reading is from Jeremiah and Isaiah. Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book.
For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee.
For thus saith the Lord, Thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous.
There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines.
For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord.
And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children.
In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee.
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is a heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Craig will now read.
The Bible, Colossians. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I have neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, Go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel, and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it, and eat it up. And it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations, and tongues, and kings. John. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. After these things came Jesus and his disciples unto the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon, near to Salim. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same that baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that receiveth his testimony hath set his to his seal that God is true. For he to whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. John. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, and that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which are in the world, he loved them unto the end. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. 1 John. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And we know that the Son of God is come, and have given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. 1 Thessalonians. For this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because we have received the word of God which ye heard of us. Ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Psalms. Blessed art thou, O Lord. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Isaiah. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Jeremiah. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts.
Day-Day from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. In the year 1866, I discovered the Christ science, or divine laws of life, truth, and love, and named my discovery Christian Science. God had been graciously preparing me during many years for the reception of this final revelation of the absolute divine principle of scientific mental healing. It has a spiritual and not a material origin. It is a divine utterance, the comforter, which leadeth into all truth. The term Christian Science was introduced by the author to designate the scientific system of divine healing. The revelation consists of two parts. One, the discovery of this divine science of mind healing through a spiritual sense of the scriptures and through the teachings of the Comforter, as promised by the Master. Two, the proof by present demonstration that the so-called miracles of Jesus did not specially belong to a dispensation now ended, but that they illustrated an ever-operative divine principle. The operation of this principle indicates the eternality of the scientific order and continuity of being. A Christian scientist requires my work, Science and Health, for his textbook, and so do all his students and patients. Why? First, because it is the voice of truth to this age and contains the full statement of Christian Science, or the science of healing through mind. Second, because it was the first book known containing a thorough statement of Christian Science. Hence, it gave the first rules for demonstrating this science and registered the revealed truth uncontaminated by human hypotheses. Other works which have borrowed from this book without giving it credit have adulterated the science. Third, because this book has done more for teacher and student, for healer and patient, than has been accomplished by other books. Although this volume contains the complete science of mind healing, never believe that you can absorb the whole meaning of the science by a simple perusal of this book. The book needs to be studied, and the demonstration of the rules of scientific healing will plant you firmly on the spiritual groundwork of Christian Science. This proof lifts you high above the perishing fossils of theories already antiquated and enables you to grasp the spiritual facts of being hitherto unattained and seemingly dim. The time for thinkers has come. Divine science does not put new wine into old bottles, soul into matter, nor the infinite into the finite. Our false views of matter perish as we grasp the facts of spirit. The old beliefs must be cast out, or the new idea will be spilled, and the inspiration, which is to change our standpoint, will be lost. Now, as of old, truth casts out evil and heals the sick. To the material thought, all is material, till such thought is rectified by spirit. Sickness is neither imaginary nor unreal, that is, to the frightened false sense of the patient. Sickness is more than fancy, it is solid conviction. It is therefore to be dealt with through right apprehension of the truth of being. If Christian healing is abused by mere smatters in science, it becomes a tedious mischief maker. Instead of scientifically effecting a cure, it starts a petty crossfire over every cripple and invalid, buffeting them with the superficial and cold assertion, "Nothing ails you." Whether animated by malice or ignorance, a false practitioner will work mischief, and ignorance is more harmful than willful wickedness when the latter is distrusted and thwarted in its incipiency. Your fruits will prove what the understanding of God brings to man. Hold perpetually this thought, that it is the spiritual idea, the Holy Ghost and Christ, which enables you to demonstrate with scientific certainty the rule of healing, based upon its divine principle, love, underlying, overlying, and encompassing all true beings. The still small voice of scientific thought reaches over continent and ocean to the globe's remotest bound. The inaudible voice of truth is to the human mind as when a lion roars. It is heard in the desert and in dark places of fear. It arouses the seven thunders of evil and stirs their latent forces to utter the full diapason of secret tones. Then is the power of truth demonstrated, made manifest in the destruction of error. Then will a voice from harmony cry, "Go and take the little book. Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey." Mortals, obey the heavenly evangel. Take divine science. Read this book from beginning to end. Study it. Ponder it. It will be indeed sweet at its first taste when it heals you. But murmur not over truth if you find its digestion bitter. When you approach nearer and nearer to this divine principle, when you eat the divine body of this principle, thus partaking of the nature or primal elements of truth and love, do not be surprised nor discontented because you must share the hemlock cup and eat the bitter herbs. For the Israelites of old, at the Paschal meal, thus prefigured this perilous passage out of bondage into the El Dorado of faith and hope. No human pen nor tongue taught me the science contained in this book, Science and Health, and neither tongue nor pen can overthrow it. This book may be distorted by shallow criticism or by careless or malicious students, and its ideas may be temporarily abused and misrepresented. But the science and truth therein will forever remain to be discerned and demonstrated. In the words of St. John, "He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." This comforter I understand to be divine science.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let us now sing hymn number 208. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O gentle presence, peace and joy and power, O life divine that owns each waiting hour, thou love that guards the nestling's faltering flight, keep thou my child on upward wing tonight. Hymn number 208.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 74. Go forth and stand upon the mount, for truth is at thy side. The very rocks may seem to break and earth to open wide, yet error's tempest and its fire before that still small voice retire. Hymn number 74.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear to what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Philippians. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Amen.